This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 252 for Wednesday, February 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are mostly lower on Wednesday due to declines in edible oils. The March canola contract is down $10.20 at $6.95.10 per ton. The May contract is down $1.60 at $6.76.40 per ton. But the July contract is up $2.10 at $6.51.90 per ton. While Chicago soy oil was slightly higher, there are larger declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. There's a bit of an oddity in trading today, with a sharp spike in the volume for the November contract, which is accounting for more than 40% of total volumes. Speculation has it that China is seeking to acquire new crop canola contracts. However, one trader says it could be someone clearing off their short futures from their books. Ongoing concerns about low ending stocks continue to underpin canola. On Friday, Stats Canada is scheduled to issue its report on grain stocks as of December 31st. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher at 78.25 US cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.02. The latest production estimates for South America are putting Argentina's soybean production at 48 million tons, with its corn coming in at 46.5 million. The Brazil soybean crop is forecast to be 133 million tons, and its corn crop at 109 million. About 5% of Brazil's soybeans have been harvested, and about 2% of its corn has been planted. The United States Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending January 29th averaged 936,000 barrels per day. That's an increase of 3,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks in the U.S. now stand at 24.32 million barrels. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is scheduled to issue its next supply and demand estimates on February 9th. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The March contract is up 16.5 cents at $13.71 per bushel. March soy oil is up nearly 0.2 of a cent at 44.48 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $7.50 at $4.35.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday, with the March contract up 9 cents at $5.52 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract up 3.5 cents at $3.49 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher as well on Wednesday. Chicago March is up 3.5 cents at $6.48. Kansas City March is up 6.5 cents at $6.25.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up 4 cents at $6.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 3rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.